11, Durham. I've been working in the pits about 8 years when I shifted to a little pit village called Fatfield. I was working at Halton Colliery at the time. I've been living in Gateshead for 6 years, and I moved to the village, a little pit village. And it was the morning, it was a big meeting, and seeing the barn form up outside the miners' welfare in Fatfield. I used to get on the train and follow the band into Durham and watch the big parade down Silver Street. And this is where all the bands from the different lodges, miners' lodges in the county, used to parade down Silver Street, down to the race course to listen to the traditional Durham miners' gala speeches. There was all sorts of bands, local bands, Scots bands, and say the lads, the young miners and their wives, dancing up and down in front because it was a big beer day. The gala, as well as having this political significance, it was a big jollification day as well. In my time, anyway, you know, it developed from the stone political ground that it started off with, and then used to go down on the race course. The hoppings were there, the fairs, the pubs were open all day. Go down on the race course, and whichever speaker you happen to fancy listening to, you go and make your way and listen to him, listen to all the promises and rubbish that they used to spout out. A load never ever happened. And then, about 5 o'clock at night, you see all the bands pack up and make their way back home. And the rest of the evening was just given over then to just jollification, just a normal gala day, shows and dancing. And that's about what it meant to me.